Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi. I got an email that said, I live in Kingston, New York. And I got an email that said Arch Top is going to be in our area available on October 25th. But when I went to sign up online and put my address in, it doesn't recognize it. It says it's not going to be available in the area. So I wanted to
double check that and see whether or not your address would be, when your address would be serviceable. I'd be happy to help you look that up. What's your house number, ma'am?
It's 600 East Chester Street.
In Kingston?
My house number is 11A. I live in a development of 50 houses. So it only showed it was available in like lot number 3, lot number 5. But not lot 11A.
You said your Chester Street, right?
600 East Chester Street.
Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing that. Give me a sec. Because I am seeing a 600 East Chester Street lot 11. And then there's also a 600 East Chester Street, BYP. I don't know what that is. Lot 11, so.
I have no idea. 600 East Chester Street has 50 lots in it. So my lot is 11A. And there is a lot 11, which is a different person.
Okay. Well, I can definitely do some finagling on this one and double check real quick. Give me a sec. So, yes, it does look like we are going to be in your area on the 25th of December.
Right. Oh, I got to note that it was the 25th of October.
Sorry, October. My brain. Sorry. It's been a long day. Sorry about that. Yes, yeah, so October 25th.
Okay.
So we can definitely sign you up for service if that is something you would like to do.
Yes, I'm definitely interested in it.
And you said you went through all the process yourself before you couldn't find your address, or was it just having some difficulties?
Well, what I had done was I periodically have been checking to see if it's in our area, and I signed up for email notification when it was.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of days ago, I got that email. And I went online where you can set, you can set up service for yourself or let, say you're interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put all my information in and it did not recognize the address. It said not available in your area.
So, yeah, sometimes it can do that. It's a pain in the butt, to
yeah,
say the least. But luckily, we're going to get you covered, so don't worry about that. So what speed of internet service were you looking to get?
Say that again.
What speed of internet service were you looking for, the one that's advertised on the flyer for 1 gig?
Yeah, I'm looking for 1 gig and phone.
Alrighty. So as part, so we're looking at the one, you said 1 gig and home phone?
Yes.
Alrighty. Did you want to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
What is your current home phone number?
845-334.
One second. 845. Okay.
845-334-0021.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you need any additional telephone jacks?
Say that again?
Do you need any additional telephone jacks to be installed?
No.
And do you need any kind of additional phone lines?
An additional phone what?
You'd probably, if you're just bringing over the one, it's asking if you want additional phone lines.
Yeah, just one phone. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a question. How is the cable going to be run to our house? Because like right now we have Spectrum and it's an underground cable.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to tear the whole road up to run an underground cable.
Actually, we use a process called micro trenching when we're going through. So we actually only occupy up a small sliver of the land, like the road. We don't actually have to tear up anything.
Okay.
So we actually use it. Our process it does is it uses a very, very, very thin, you know, like rotary saw, like you would see, you know, operated like a sawmill or something, but it's designed for the concrete and asphalt for the roads. It goes down about a foot. They lay the cable out and then they bury everything back up over top of it. That's all it takes.
Okay. And they were going to be able to do that and run it to the house itself.
They should be able to do that. Yes, ma'am. We actually have junction boxes that we help to do everything with. So they'll be able to assist you, and our technicians will be able to determine the best way to connect your service.
Okay.
All right.
Well, before this actually happens, is somebody going to call and talk to us or stop by and talk to us about this whole process?
Yes, usually someone will be by to help facilitate to have your guys' connections sorted out.
Terrific.
All right, well, let's continue on.
Okay.
You said you're... Sorry, it's... Okay, so... Do you own or rent your property, ma'am?
We rent the property, but we own the house.
Okay, so you rent, pretty much it's a lot rental?
It is a lot rental, yes.
All righty. Give me one moment. I'm going to double check on something. So if you can give me just a brief moment, I'll be right back with you. So